It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragdoll.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky, and probably Julian, and maybe Nicole.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you've downloaded episode 271. Today is March 21st to...
2010.
Bite I'm your... about to say 2008. Oh, what my. The fuck?
Bite your tongue, Missy.
Taking over your part of the show. How dare me?
See? And when you do, you fuck it up.
I always fuck it up. I'm always fucking something up. Just a shout out to Lou. We need new intros. Just saying.
And that's... plural.
Which I hung out with Lou this Friday.
Did you tell him we need... excuse me. Did you tell him we need new intros?
No, but I was telling the other two people... Sorry, I was going to say their names. I'm trying to remember not to do that. The other two people that I were hanging out with, I told them that he makes the intros, but only after he left. So, really didn't make any sense for me to actually talk about it.
No.
Because I'm trying to work on not saying people's names without telling them that they may possibly be on the show.
Speaking of people's names, mm-hmm. we're trying to plan for Gay Days coming up here.
Yes.
And we usually have a podcasters and some listener dinner the day before on a Friday before the Magic Kingdom.
Right.
And I'm trying to get together a list of people who are attending.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we put out a letter on Facebook and have had a few replies. But
yeah,
if you listen to us and plan on attending the podcast or dinner,
let us know because we really need to know.
Yeah. Because I need to make...
Do you want to say what restaurant or you want
to
wait?
No, because we have to do our dry run.
Right. So we, should we get a deadline? I mean, when do you think they should know? At least a month in advance, you think?
Yeah. Cause I need to make the reservations to reserve a whole room.
Right. Cause we're actually going to have like a private room instead of being out in the open with everyone. So we'll be able to
listen to everybody else's conversations.
Right. So we can actually maybe sit wherever we want to and, you know, we don't have to worry about people hearing what we're talking about or what we're showing people on our phones or anything like that. Because last year...
Whose penis is that?
I know. And it was on my phone. And Taylor was like, oh my God, there's children behind you. I'm like, yeah, so are 400 people. But if you will let us know, either by email, you can text me if you have my number, or email Julian.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you should probably email Julian. If you're going to make it, I'll tell him whoever sent me the message.
Because quite frankly, although it is Foul Monkeys that is putting this together, that means it's Julian.
Right.
Because I'm Joan Crawford and I'm good with details.
Right. So if you plan on coming or if you're a maybe, then let Julian know at jcmarple@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or you can email foulmonkeys@gmail.com. I'll forward it to him.
If it were up to Ricky, we'd all meet like at a rest stop somewhere. He'd see how many we got and he's like, we could all go to CC's, y'all. So
I would not do that.
Don't want to go to CC's, then let me know you're coming.
And we want to do a deadline of mid May? No, we need to have in beginning of May. So like April 20th, 4/20. Sounds like a perfect day to me.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
So April 20th, let us know if you're going to be there, listeners or podcasters. How many listeners were there last time? Maybe five?
Yeah, maybe. Not a whole lot.
There was a big group of us, though.
Yeah.
So,
but it was mostly
let us know. Everyone's welcome. You know, just as long as we can fit you in the room.
Yeah, of course.
So just let us know and we'll give you more details in a couple more weeks about that. Let's see. What else we have?
In the mail this past week, we got our official 2010 census.
When I looked at the form, I expected it to be more on it. Because I've never been one of those people that got the long form. Which I don't even know why they have a long form and a short form.
I got one in 2000. I got the advanced one.
Oh, really? Like, what all's on it? What's the difference?
You know, that was 10 years ago and I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember?
I just remember it was a lot of filling out. It involved... a lot more than we did this year.
This is breaking news to everyone. Doop, 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 doop. Breaking news. Julian and I are now a couple, according to the census.
Okay. I know that might come as a shock to a lot of people, my boyfriend included.
Yes. We are lifelong non-sexual partners.
Non-sexual
life partners.
Partners, yeah.
According to the census.
Well, we wanted to make an impact and show up as counting more of the gay population. Right. So
that's what we had to do.
We put unmarried partner.
Mm-hmm. And we're unmarried partners in crime.
We are.
Except for we live in different bedrooms.
And we don't touch each other. Ever.
And we have our own showers.
And we don't touch
and
each other.
And we don't teach each other. Ever.
Ever. But one thing I wanted to say about even the short form, it asks for your race, and it gives like 9,000 different categories for Latino. And then there's another box that says white, black, or Asian. On the Latino box, it's like
Puerto Rican,
Mexican, Cuban, Honduran, Brazilian. Apparently, they can't all just be grouped into Latino.
Right.
Because if you call a Mexican a Puerto Rican,
they'll cut your
really
ass.
Angry.
They do.
Or if you call a Puerto Rican a Mexican.
Same thing. Yeah. Or a Mexican a Cuban. Oh, it's horrible.
So
don't do it.
Apparently, you got to have 9,000 different categories so the Latinos can
stay peaceful.
Yeah. Glad I didn't have to fill out that part.
But the other thing that I thought was hilarious about the form is they have enough room on there for if 13 or 16 people live in your house?
I think 14.
14 people. If 14 people live in your damn house.
Ricky looks at me, he's like, who's going to have 14 people to put on here? I'm like, the blacks.
Do you still have the... Excuse me, that would be incorrect. Oh my God. That is so wrong. We all know it's Latinos. That's bad too.
Yeah, they're the ones that are reproducing at an incredibly fast rate these days.
I love this buzzer, actually. We might need to use it more often. It's kind of aggravating. But
it is. So, I don't know about all that.
It was funny because... when I was at work, I was listening to a show that was using that buzzer.
Right.
And the girl next to me, she goes, is that a taboo buzzer? That's the girl that also that doesn't know South Carolina is in the same time zone as us.
It is.
Yes, it is, very much so.
And
actually,
it is also a taboo buzzer.
Right. So she was right about something. So the other day, I was on my phone, and I logged into Grindr. I don't really go on there very often because there's usually not guys on there that
Except
are interested in me.
When he's horny and needs a piece of ass. God.
Still, they're not even there then. But I open it up, and I'm like, I get a ding, you know, got a message. And I look at it, and I literally think it was Grandpa Moses that messaged me. I mean, did you see the picture I posted?
Yeah. Was the message intended for Bjorn? Sorry, Bjorn.
Maybe. Because we look so much alike. But
yeah, you both got that ginger bear thing going, so
right. So, but the funny thing is that somebody on Facebook goes, wow, he's like super gay. Look at the rainbow behind him. I didn't notice that there was a rainbow in the sky that behind him.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I was like, really?
Ew.
Really?
That's to distract you from
his
crypt keeperness.
I knew he probably smelled him formaldehyde and been gay. And armpits. And Frito-Lays.
He smells like Medicaid and thermometer lubricant.
I guess it's better than bacon and shame. No, probably not.
No, not.
So, yeah. Old people on Grindr. I mean, I know everyone needs somebody.
That's right. That's right up there with the old creepy guy on Guys with iPhones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ew, he's nasty. Mm-hmm. He almost looks the same, too.
Ugh.
Which I haven't been on there in a while, but didn't you get an email saying someone, you should go check it out? Or did we talk about that on the last show?
Check what out?
Guys with iPhones, somebody said you should go check it out.
Oh, I looked at it, because apparently one day it was African-American-a-palooza day. Because it seems like they don't technically have theme days, but mm-hmm. it seems like one day they'll do the extra skinny white mm-hmm. boys, and one day they'll do the bears, and one day they'll do the blacks, and yeah.
So. Speaking of bears, chat roulette.
Uh-huh.
You know there's a chat roulette. Everybody knows about chat roulette.
Which I went on for like 2 seconds.
And we saw penis.
Yeah.
Well, breaking news. Why do you sound Arabic when you do that?
I do not know, Big Licky. But if you break that, you will buy it. Thank you. Come again.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Chat roulette.
Oh, yeah. There is a bear chat roulette now.
Right.
For bears. But I went on there, and there was like 2 people on there, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck is this? This is stupid.
You know, once you start breaking the gay community down into such little categories mm-hmm. that you're going to get a smaller and smaller, no pun intended, audience the more you break them down.
I'm just thinking maybe it just hasn't caught on yet.
Hmm. That could be.
So, but if it's like any other bear website, it's probably going to fucking suck. So, whatever. So yeah, bear chat roulette. Just want to put that out there. And there's this other one called roulette map or something. It tells you where like people are.
Yeah,
but
you showed me that one.
Chat roulette map. Is that what it was?
I don't remember.
I was on Archer show. If you go listen to Archer show, you'll hear about it over there. But we were on there and we were like, ooh, there's a person. There was somebody in Auburndale on there.
Yeah. Really? Do you want to mm-hmm. see somebody that's.
He was okay looking. No. He was probably like 17 or something.
Ugh.
Gross. That's for Rodan.
Apparently this is the Let's Talk About Everybody episode.
Well, it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
That's what podcasters being about. Podcasting is about, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Talking about people. Let's see. We're on 12 minutes. I'm not going to talk about my dream about Perez Hilton. That's stupid.
Okay.
So.
I kind of thought so, too, but I won't tell you that. No, I'm just kidding.
Last night.
Uh-huh.
I came home.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just let you tell that part.
I was sitting on the front porch smoking a cigarette. And Ricky comes up, and he's like, kind of...
I love morning sex.
Kind of sauntering up the front walk, and comes up the front porch. He's like, looks at me with his head all swervy, and he says, girl, I feel high. I'm like, you look high, too. Where you been?
Not that I know what that's like.
No.
Well, back in the day, maybe. I went for the very first time to a hookah bar.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked in, I was looking at the people. I'm like, what the fuck are they laying around? Like, they're fucking crazy.
They all chillaxing.
Yeah. I thought I'd like walked into a set of Moulin Rouge or something. I mean, it was like that crazy.
Wow.
But Moulin Rouge is French and this place was Middle Eastern. So that really doesn't make sense.
What kind of tobacco would you like today?
They have people working there that have the big hats like this with the little string coming
and
off.
And by tobacco, I mean marijuana.
So it's the first time I'd ever done anything like that. So we did white grape peach and then strawberry
why,
banana.
Why could it be white grape?
Well, it could have been green or purple.
Except it was Lacist. White.
So we sat there for like almost 3 hours smoking on these things, but made me feel like,
how much do you get that it lasts like 3 hours?
Well, it was more. I mean, we still had more left.
Oh wow.
And we paid $9.
Right.
Like just for one. Mm-hmm. So the other one was my friend. The other one was a person that I know who was there.
Uh huh.
He's been on the show, Dominic.
Okay.
He was there, and instead of us waiting for a table, because it was like a 40-minute wait,
right?
He let us sit with him, and then he left.
Gotcha.
So we got to use his. Well, it's really not a table. We sit on the floor, and they have little tables on the ground.
Yeah, I'm not all about sitting on the floor.
Well, it was like pillows, like these huge pillows and stuff.
I'm not about sitting on pillows on the floor.
Oh, okay. but then I found out why they were all laying around like they're like, you know, stupid.
Because they was high, girl.
So then stupid me came home and I was like, you know what? I'm going to look up a little bit about this because I didn't know anything about it.
Wrong idea.
Mm-mm. Not going to do it anymore.
Now he's all afraid. He's already got the black lung and
get addicted to nicotine.
Mesothelioma and everything else.
I'm like, I can't do that anymore because
it is not going to hurt you to do it once every 6 months or something.
But for doing it 3 hours at a time, I mean, that's a lot.
That's no different than going in the fucking bar down there and breathing in
that is
everybody
very
else's
true.
Cigarette smoke.
But I guess the difference is this is like steamed. It's not like burning, I guess. So it looks like a water bong. It's exactly what it looks like. It gurgles like one. Not that I know anything about
I
that.
I would not know anything about that.
No. I mean, I have friends, so...
Well...
I had friends that did
I won't say I've never tried the marijuana, but I will say that I didn't like it. It made me too goddamn paranoid.
Oh, Joan, paranoid? No.
Right.
Those words don't go together.
Yeah.
All right, so hookah bar was cool. There was a couple pictures of me doing
smoking.
It. Yeah, so, and I was at a hookah bar, nothing else, so I hope people don't be accusing.
Somebody's going to be photoshopping in marijuana
drug
plants
tested
around you.
Right, oh my God, Kim Beaver's going to do it. I know she is. Oh my God.
Speaking of things Kim Beaver has, oh, is that on your list?
I have it, but you go ahead.
Okay, has Photoshop. She did a lovely, tasty, delicious one this past week. It was an Urban Dictionary entry of Ricky with a red tongue. And the definition, or the word that was defined, was U-boating. And I don't have it in front of me, otherwise I'd read the exact text off of it. But to paraphrase, it's basically similar to motorboating, but when the guy goes down to a woman's danger zone, and she's having a visit from Aunt Flo.
Ew. And it looked, my tongue is like blood, well, bright red.
I thought you were going to say blood red.
That too. Oh, you can hear the text message go through. The picture is from when I was at a birthday party and I was eating cake that had red icing on it.
Uh-huh.
And my tongue was like blood red. And I'll go over to Kim Beaver so we can read it real quick. But
I don't think she posted it on the lodge.
I think she did.
Last time I looked, she had not.
Let me check here. If anybody ever wants to check out Kim Beaver's blog, go to kimbeaver.blogspot.com. You'll see a lot of Big Fatty.
Or Google Kim Beaver's Lodge.
Oh, I thought she did it, but I guess she didn't.
Nope. But if you go on the Foul Monkeys fan page, I posted.
Yeah,
it.
Go to Foul Monkeys face page. You'll
face page.
Fuck me. That's the second time I've said that before.
It's on the face page.
It's on the face page, and I'm 50.
They have the face page on computers now?
Speaking of old people, Julian got to hear my aunt today talking on the phone.
I thought you were going to say me. Speaking of old people, Julian. Yeah. Yeah, I could hear her like 10 feet away. And she was not on speakerphone.
Yeah, at all. What it says is U-boating. There's a picture of me with my red tongue. Very much like motorboating, U-boating describes the obsession of usually gay men to examine the unknown ladies' department for scientific or adventurous reasons. Being unaware of most female physiological processes, sometimes the valiant explorer chooses the wrong point in time. This, in general, rather unpleasant surprise is called a bloody submarine and may have a nasty aftertaste. This is why U-boating is not as popular as the above motorboating, and for most gay ginger bears, only a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And this is the sentence. I thought that there was something odd about the smell, but how should I know? It was my first U-boating after all. Sorry, Ricky.
tasted like copper.
Ew. Iron. Cacapucci.
I told Connor yesterday, I'm like, my version of hell would be like a huge vagina, and then there'd be like stalactites on the ceiling dripping pussy juice all over. That's hell to me. Yeah. Well,
that would be awful for you.
Oh, and then the
and then the
river sticks of pussy juice running through the middle of it.
And it has like tuna.
Of course it smells like seafood. And, rotten seafood.
That's hell.
And then the red tide comes
in. Oh, puke. God damn, shut up. Really? Not the red tide.
Yes, the red tide.
Ugh, whatever. Oh, I'm a little sickies now. let's see. You want to do a phone call? We have one more phone call. We'll do. We only had one call per show this time.
That's okay. Sucks. I have a couple of shout outs I want to give to.
Okay. I
have I'll have another topic and then email shout outs.
Call our hotline. We want to hear from you. Call our hotline. We want to hear from you.
That cracks me up every time I hear it. But this phone call is from my West Coast boyfriend.
Okay.
Also known as
Drummer Sticks.
Here he is.
Hey, guys. It's Drummer Sticks. Got a bit of a hangover.
Oh.
So bear with me here. First off, Julian, sorry about the message. I feel really bad now, but I'll try sending you something else later. Ricky, you and Julian need to make a list of what we're going to do when I go down there. Sooner than later. And
and when you go down there, you mean what? Drummer Sticks.
We definitely can make a list of things
what you're going to do when you go down there. Actually, I've had my list for about 3 months now. And it's mental.
Continue.
Have a good show, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Yeah, Drummer Sticks is thinking about actually coming here maybe for Gay Days. So that would be awesome.
That would be very cool.
I just feel really sorry for him when he gets here because he's going to have to wear like no clothes with no skin showing. He's going to have to wear a, what's the shroud thing that burka?
I'm not sure what
those little headdress things that they wear over in the Middle East. What the fuck are they called?
Ooh.
Ouch. because I'll be like, hey.
Yeah, I know.
What's up? He said he's going to cook for us, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool.
He can cook. He can be, well, not be a cook like the guy in the birdcage, but he can dress like the guy in the birdcage. I don't like my shoes.
Oh, goddamn.
That would be really cool if he came out to see us. And yes. Especially for Gay Days, because I think he would have a good time.
Oh, he'd have an awesome
meeting
time.
Everyone, so it would be cool. And he'd probably be the only straighty guy there, so.
You know he'd have fun, though.
We'll take you on the bear rides.
And by when I say bear rides, I mean me. Him.
Just saying.
We had not talked about that prior, and I already knew what he was going to say.
And I also wanted to say this to him.
I love morning sex.
And why wouldn't you?
Right. Well, I don't like it because nasty breath, usually.
I know, but...
That's the gross
if
part.
If you don't get close to each other's faces, then you can...
That's true.
Still manage.
Don't breathe on me.
Go down there.
Go down there and follow the list.
Here's
I
my
gave
list.
Oh, that's kind of hot. That's kind of sexy. Follow my list.
No.
Now do it. Excuse me while I take a drink and the moose comes into the room.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and read a email I got from Jeremiah.
What's that popping noise?
I don't know.
Oh, I know what it is.
Email I got from Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was right after Ricky's Chicago trip, and I said nobody would show up to meet me if I went somewhere. And
right.
He said, who wants to meet Big Licky? I'm your number one fan. You're the hottest podcaster of them all. Now post a video. Jeremiah.
Jeremiah loves him some skinny boys.
Yeah. Hmm.
Too bad you're taken.
Yeah, I saw him.
He needs to talk to Connor. Maybe Connor will allow that video. Mm, or no. Maybe I'll just put out that video of you and Connor that I have.
Bitch. That's all right.
It has audio, too.
I've got the Ricky compilation. There are two DVDs with 18 scenes on each DVD. Yeah, right.
18 scenes with five different guys in each scene.
Yes.
Exactly. Speaking of DVDs.
That was a good segue.
Exactly. Because you're going to want this one. I guarantee it.
And he says that all the time.
Mm-hmm. What we are thinking about, and just putting the idea out there and see what people think, if they'd actually do this or not. We are thinking for...
What the fuck is that noise?
I don't know.
I think...
Is it the next door?
I think we're getting like electro... Like a dead woman screaming in the background.
electronic voice, yeah, something, whatever it's called.
Phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. We're thinking for our 300th episode, mm-hmm. or our 300th episode anniversary, or our four-year anniversary. We haven't really decided because that's April 29th, I think.
Okay.
We are thinking of making a DVD mm-hmm. with every single show that we have done
uh-huh.
on a DVD and selling it for a small amount for a donation.
A donation just to cover our cost.
Our DVD cost.
Basically.
Yeah. So we were wanting to know what you guys think about that. With that, you would get all the shows that we've done, any video that we've done.
We can even rub our junk on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
We can rub our junk on it. But we just won't do it at the same time because that would be weird. Because
we don't touch each other.
Yeah.
Ever.
And also that would include like all the different intros that we've used since Foul Monkeys has been going.
That's right.
So if that's something you're interested in, or if you think you would like, email us, foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-3685. Let us know what you think.
You can also hear the progression from bad sounding crap to the half,
best.
The halfway sounding crap you get now.
Halfway. And the humor stays the same.
Yeah, right.
So
I'm just prettier to, I'm just prettier to look at than some of the earlier hosts. Mm-hmm. See?
That's
saying,
weird.
Save me.
All right, we're at 27 minutes. What else we have here? Oh. That's weird.
That is creepy.
Attention, all black people.
Leave Walmart now.
I actually text messaged Julian to ask him if he was in New Jersey when I heard about that story.
And no, I was not.
Can you believe, like, they don't know if it's an employee or just a person locked in?
They apparently arrested
some
teens, yeah.
Oh, so in New Jersey, in this Walmart, someone got onto the PA system and announced that all black people needed to leave the store.
Because we know your credit card is going to get declined.
Well, I'm thinking that is a new fucking Jersey. I mean, you would not think there would be like racism there.
You'd think it would be Alabama or something.
Right. Mississippi,
y'all,
Louisiana.
Beeps. Right. Get your ass out of the Walmart.
Now. But I read that and my jaw like hit the ground. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And especially if it would have been an associate, that would have been bad.
Years ago, I was in a Walmart and somebody picked up the thing and said, "We get a price check on a goddamn motherfucking this, that, or, you know, I forget what they asked, but yeah.
A goddamn motherfucking."
Yes. So it's, I forget what they asked for, but yeah. It's
kinda, why do they put the phones out on the floor for people to do that?
Because they're stupid. And what's really about Walmart?
And it's really stupid because they actually have a button that says PA. So you just press it and it works.
Yep.
Dumbasses. I used to work for Walmart.
Mm.
It was actually one of the best jobs that I had in the photo lab. You got to see all kinds of naked hot men, but you couldn't give them their pictures.
Did you also get some naked women that you didn't really care about sometimes?
Yeah, but I didn't look at them. Ah, you're like, just the men. Ew. Yeah. Ew, gross. Because we weren't supposed to print them, but the really hot ones, we kind of accidentally printed them and kept them in a book.
Darn. Yeah. Hate when that accidentally prints.
I'm sorry. And gets glued into an album.
It already started printing. I can't stop it now.
Shout outs. You want to give some shout outs before we go?
Certainly.
All right.
Some more shout outs from some emails I've gotten. I want to thank Haunt Cub for emailing me, Stevie B, Alex on Pride 48. Let's see who else. Trucker Alex. Bjorn actually sent me an email, believe it or not. Kim Beaver. Mm-hmm. So, and I also got an email from the Taste Like Burning podcast.
Cool.
So I am getting a little bit of activity in my
in your mailbox,
my
in
personal Foul Monkeys email box. So.
I want to give a couple shout outs to Greg in Australia. Thank you for letting us know where you live. Speaking of the map, we have 23 people on our map.
Uh-huh.
20 of them in the United States.
Which is not nearly as many listeners as we have, so some of you people need to get off your duffs and let us know where you're at.
And junk and stuff.
And also, too.
And therefore. And oh, we got another phone call that just came in. You
Ronald
want to
Reagan. Well, we damn well better.
We damn well better. All right, so we got that. I want to give some shout-outs before we play it. All right, Greg in Australia, Kim Beaver for the awesome entry to the Urban Dictionary.
Of course.
And just for being awesome and living on your own island. That's fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Turnip Head in Canada. We've been going back and forth in email.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey. He's like, come visit us, and we're like, okay.
Yeah, like, but not when it's cold
in the summer. Mm. Speaking of summer, we're probably more than likely going to be heading out to Austin this July.
Yep,
can't wait. It's gonna be exciting.
Big Licky does Texas, y'all.
And let's see,
who shot JR? It was Ricky in the eye.
And also a shout out to Daddy Lane in Nashville. Thank you for telling us where you live. We have you up in the map. So we're lacking a lot of people, and I know that we have more than 23 listeners, I would hope.
Unless all 23 are downloading our episodes a mm-hmm. bunch of fucking times. Yeah, right. We have more than 23 listeners.
Right, so y'all get up on that shit, okay?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to listen to this last phone call, and then we're going to head out. So this is Ricky. Well, let's wait and see what they say. We might have to respond.
That was a bit preemptive, but okay.
Here we go. Maybe.
Wow, that's an awesome phone call. Oh.
Here's a topic for you. Hemorrhoid cream. How do you apply it without making such a mess? And if you have hemorrhoids for like more than a year, is it really a problem? Or has it become like part of you? Do you give it a name? Do you tuck it in at night? Well, actually, it sounded kind of gross. Do you play with it? Do you massage it? Do you just let it keep festering and getting bigger and bigger and bigger until it becomes basically the size of someone's ass? Just your thoughts. Hemorrhoid cream. Why does it not work? Again, I wouldn't know. I don't have hemorrhoids. But hemorrhoid cream, I don't really think it works. And is there ever going to be an easier way just to put it on or put it in? What are your thoughts?
Well, I can honestly tell you I have no experience in this, but someone in this room has. So, what are your thoughts, person in this room?
Well, first of all, some creams come with an applicator.
What's the applicator look like? It's a stick.
No, it's like a kind of a cone-shaped thing, like maybe a couple inches long, and it's got like holes in it. So when you squeeze the tube, it goes into the cone thing and comes out the holes. But I'm going to embarrass myself and share this with all our listeners, but I've had surgery on that, and it took care of the problem, so no more issues.
Right. So does the cream work?
No.
Does it just make it stop itching?
No.
What does it do?
It didn't do jack shit.
It just honestly mentally makes you think it's getting better.
I honestly don't know what it's supposed to do because it didn't do anything for me. Oh.
That's around the time when I first moved in to Julian's house. And I wish I could show you how he would sit down.
It was not comfortable. at all.
He would like literally be passed out because it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, sorry. Mm.
That's not something that I'm particularly go around sharing with everybody, right. Except...
Oh, excuse me. I guess I shouldn't have said
anything. All the listeners now, but...
Are you upset?
No,
we
I'm
can
not
take it out.
No, I'm not upset.
Oh, okay. Because a good thing it's not live, huh?
Well, because you know what?
It happens.
It happened. It's a medical issue, and I had surgery and had it taken care of, and no more issue.
And you didn't get it because you were, like, sitting on a traffic cone or anything, so...
No. Or spent 3 hours in a sling...
At Big Fatty's house.
At Big Fatty. Yeah, no. None of that.
He would probably just chop it off there and use it for bacon or something.
Oh.
With no anesthesia. Just.
Yeah, I think my asshole just took a bite out of the seat when you just hit that. Ooh. God. Who was that, by the way?
What?
They called in.
Oh, his name is Mike. He's from New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Maybe he was in a Walmart.
He text messaged me and asked me if he could call or what.
Oh.
He said, "You're going to kill me when you hear my voicemail."
Yeah.
No, not really.
No, Julian will kill you.
Julian will kill you. All right, okay. So it's been 36 minutes. It's been a long show.
That's a good one.
So give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
And you can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me, Julian, on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter under Foul Monkeys and also under Facebook under Ricky Burton. Me, Ricky!
And that's all we got, y'all.
All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Peace.